KSRN News. I'm John Scott. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fouché says the producer price index fell slightly last month.
We saw declines in generally goods prices. A lot of that came from lower energy prices. We also saw declines in prices earlier on in the supply chain, so goods that businesses sell to other businesses.
The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.1% from November to December. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 1% in December. Winter has its grip on much of the country. Brian Jackson of the National Weather Service says one of the storm systems is pounding the nation's midsection with snow.
An additional 8 to 12 inches in eastern Iowa, and then 12 to 18 inches over a good portion of southern, central, northeastern Wisconsin, and then much of Michigan will also get 12 to 20 inches of snow.
And an approaching storm expected to deliver snow to Portland, Oregon. Also at SRNnews.com, Yemen's Houthi rebels have vowed fierce retaliation for American and British strikes against them. But CSIS Director of the Middle East Program, John Alterman, says he doesn't see this turning into a wider conflict.
The Houthis have the ability to get people's attention and to force people to respond, but I don't think they really think they can be or want to be in an actual battle with the United States, because that's not a fair fight at all.
The strikes killed at least five people and wounded six. This is SRN News. Poll after poll indicates that America is in serious moral decline, but one Christian researcher says there's an opportunity for a turnaround.
That's the beauty of crises. That's a gift from God to give us the opportunity to question who we are, what we think, what we're doing, how we're living, what we're trying to do.
Dr. George Barna runs the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
If we're going to turn the whole enterprise around and get a larger share of the population to embrace a biblical worldview, number one, recognize it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, recognize the sooner we start, the sooner we can turn it around. Number three, recognize it's got to happen based on the commitment of parents to investing in that process with their children.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. This is SRN News. It appears that warning signs were missed in a Maine mass shooting case late last year.
Army reservist Sean Hodgson was best friends for almost 20 years with the man who fatally shot 18 people in Maine in October. 6 weeks before the mass shooting, Hodgson sent a text to their Army supervisor about Robert Card, which read, quote, "I believe he's going to snap and do a mass shooting." Stephanie Sherman is an attorney who represents families of the victims.
There was a whole batch of problems that they quickly could have gotten an order to confiscate the guns.
Card killed 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston before killing himself. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two men rescued after an avalanche in the Idaho backcountry, while a third man was believed to be dead. That avalanche near Stevens Peak, it's close to the Montana border. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.